parent wants what's best for their child.
每个家长都希望给自己孩子最好的东西。
It's true.
这是真的。
I want what's best for my kids.
我也希望给我孩子最好的东西。
And similarly, I think every parent wants their child to be great.
同样的，我认为每一个家长都希望自己孩子是最好的。
Mom wants great kids.
妈妈希望她的孩子是最棒的。
It's Mother's Day today.
今天是母亲节。
And we work today to honor the work that moms do to make their kids great.
我们赞扬每一个母亲他们所做的一切让他们的孩子变得很棒。
But dads also want great kids.
我想父亲也希望他的孩子变很棒。
I've seen this in the Chinese church.
这是我在中国教会一直看到的情形。
Believe it or not, I've been working here at CDCGL for about 6 years.
我在我们罗尔华人圣教会已经担任青年牧师六年了。
And I can tell you how I've seen parents who want their kids to be great.
我可以告诉各位我看到父母亲是如何希望他们的孩子变得很棒。
Moms want their child to be great, meaning they want their child to be first.
母亲希望他们的孩子是最好的，就是希望他们在班上是第一名。
And dads, they want their kids to be first in their class.
父亲也是一样，希望他们的孩子在他们的班级里头是第一名。
Moms want their child to be the head of the class, the valedictorian, someone who does so well in their school that they have the last word.
母亲希望他们的孩子在班级里头是领袖，是最棒的，成绩最好的，可以在毕业的时候做毕业生的这个致辞代表。
Moms and dads want their son or daughter to be in charge, to be calling the shots.
父母亲希望他们的父母孩子们是可以负责一些事情，或者是做一个发号施令的人。
They want their children to be a leader in their field, to be making important decisions, to be a person with respect or authority or power.
希望他们的孩子是一个领导的人，是可以做重要决定的人，是可以让别人尊敬，让孩子拥有权力和力量。
Parents want great kids.
家长都希望他的孩子是最棒最好的。
And kids desire greatness for themselves as well.
孩子们也希望自己是最好的最棒的。
This is seen in kids as young as infants.
从一个孩子小到一个像小婴孩一样的就开始了。
Children have an innate desire to be first.
孩子有一种与生俱来一种渴望成为第一名。
A toddler, when they play, they usually are playing by themselves, but when they play with other kids, they have to have the best.
孩子们他们玩的时候，如果他们是自己玩通常他们自己玩，但是当他们跟别的孩子一起玩的时候，他们要成为最棒最好的。
Toddlers want to have the biggest portion or the toy that the other child has.
这些孩童们呢，他们希望拿到最大的那一块，或者是拿到别的孩子的玩具。
They desire to take attention, and to be first in the eyes of their teachers, or their parents.
他们希望赢得一些注意或者在他们的父母亲或老师的眼中他们是第一名的。
Kids show that they want to be great by bossing their friends around or their siblings or even trying to tell their parents what to do.
孩子们要展现出他们最棒的那种就是可以颐指气使的来指挥他的朋友或者是他的兄弟姐妹甚至指挥他的爸爸妈妈应该要怎么做。
As kids grow upThey still desire to be great.
孩子们长大了以后，他们还是希望自己是最棒最好的。
They dream of being firefighters or astronauts or an Olympic medalist.
他们渴望成为一个消防队员，或者是太空人，或者是可以拿到奥运金牌。
They have these desires because they want to be great.
他们有这样的渴望，因为他们希望成为最棒最好的。
Teenagers also want to be great, though in a different way.
青少年也希望自己是最棒最好的，他们用不一样的方式来表达。
As they navigate the changes that come with being a teenager, they want to be noticed or to be accepted for who they are, to have others see them as a great person.
他们把自己变来变去，希望得到别人的注意。他们希望别人可以接纳他们，让别人看见他们是最好最棒的人。
Even teenagers want to be seen as great or popular or famous.
即使是青少年，也希望他们。被认为是他们是很棒的人，受到欢迎，甚至是很出名的人。
In short, they want recognition.
简单来说，他们希望得到认同。
And this desire for greatness is not limited to parents and their children.
这样一种渴望不只是限于孩子或者是母亲。
The United States actually makes great boast about being the greatest country in the world.
美国也夸口说他们要成为世界上最伟大的一种国家。
And in this environment, the jobs that we take seem to require that we are the greatest.
在这种环境底下，我们好像要求我们的工作也要求我们必须是最棒最好的。
Unless our work is the greatest or our product is the greatest, we will quickly be replaced or fired or our job will be outsourced.
如果我们的产品或我们的工作我们的表现不是最好的话我们就会被取代甚至被开除我们的工作甚至会被外包的这种来取代掉。
But greatness doesn't only affect our work, it also affects our entertainment.
这种要变成很棒很好这种观念不只是影响我们的工作也影响了我们在娱乐的事情上头。
American entertainment is centered on the pursuit of greatness, centered on being the best.
美国的这种娱乐也是以成为最棒最好的为中心导向。
Why else do we have the Super Bowl, or the World Series, or the NBA Championships, or the Stanley Cup?
不管是我们打美国的这个美式足球超级杯或者是棒球的世界大赛或者是篮球的 NBA 总冠军或者是我们的冰上曲棍球的这个史坦利杯。
Reality TV shows also have exploded on the entertainment market with people competing to be the greatest chef.
实境电影的电视节目里面也在晋升成为最棒的譬如说最棒的这个厨师。
There are many others.
还有很多其他的。
From people competing to be the best survivor.
他们竞争成为最能够那种求生节目里面的幸存者。
The greatest match for an eligible bachelor.
最棒的这个女生去配这个最棒的单身汉。
The best voice in a competition.
最棒的声音。
Or the best star who can dance.
或最棒的这个明星可以看谁跳的最棒。
But with all this pursuit of greatness, do we even know where we're aiming?
但是在这些追求很棒、很卓越的事情中，我们知不知道我们到底在追求什么样的目标
？Let me ask you, what is it that makes a person great?
让我来问各位，到底是什么事情可以让我们成为伟大
？What do you have to do to be great?
你到底要做什么事情可以成为很棒、很伟大
？Do you have to be first? Do you have to be in control?
你必须要成为第一名吗？你必须要所有的事情都掌握在你手中吗？
Do you have to be respected or trusted or indispensable?
你必须要被人尊重、被人信任，成为一个不可或缺的这种人物吗
？And who is it that defines greatness anyway?
到底是谁来决定什么是伟大、什么是棒的
？Whose greatness are we pursuing?
到底是哪一种人的那种伟大或者他的很棒的地方是我们要追求的？
We find the answers to these questions in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 20 to 28.
我希望透过今天的这个经文，马太福音20章20到28节来回答这个问题。
The story talks about greatness, what it is and how to achieve it.
这个故事讲到什么是真正的伟大，如何来实践它。
The passage is a retelling of a conversation between a mother and her sons and Jesus.
这段经文是描述到一个母亲和她的儿子们跟耶稣基督之间的对话。
And then the story shifts to the conversation between Jesus and his disciples.
然后这个故事就转移到耶稣和他门徒之间的对话。
So as we go through the passage this morning, we will see what this mom wants.
所以当我们往前看这段经文的时候，我们看到母亲到底要什么
？What Jesus answers?
耶稣怎么样回答
？What the disciples want?
到底这些门徒想要什么
？What Jesus wants?
还有耶稣想要什么
？And then what Jesus does.
还有耶稣他真正做了什么
？Yeah, I know that it sounds a lot.
这样听起来还有很多事情。
But we're going to go through it quickly.
那我们会很快的去浏览它。
We're going to look at each one of these areas to see what we need to that we do need to change our definition of what it means to be great.
我们从这经文当中去看到我们需要做什么样的改变来定义什么是伟大。
So look with me first at verses 20 to 21 to see.With this mom and her son's request.
所以我们来先看20到21节，看到母亲跟他们孩子到底要求什么事情。由我来读20节，那时西比泰的儿子的母亲同他两个儿子 上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说，你要什么呢？他说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
Then the mother, the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, what do you want? She said, say that these two sons of mine are sit one at your right hand, the other at your left in your kingdom. Did you notice how she asked?
你有没有注意到她到底怎么问的?
She asked an initial question.
她问了一个最开始的一个问题。
She's just seeing if Jesus is in the mood for a question.
她要看看耶稣到底那个时候心情怎么样。
She says, can I ask you something?
我可不可以问你一件事情呢?
And then she kneels.
然后她跪下来。
She's showing him respect, perhaps as a teacher or even as a king, based on her second question.
她表现出来一个对耶稣非常尊敬的一种态度，可能是对一个老师，甚至是对一个国王，一个君王。然后你从她第二个问题可以看到。
And you notice who is asking?
你有没有注意到到底是谁在问这个问题?
This is the mother of James and John.But they are right there with her.
这个是雅各和约翰的母亲，但是雅各和约翰的就站在他母亲旁边。
Mark tells the same story in Mark chapter 10, but he leaves out the mom.
马可福音也有同样一段经文，在马可福音第十章中，但是他没有讲到母亲。
He leaves her out not because she wasn't there, but because we see who is asking.
马可描述这段经文的时候，不是说他这位母亲不在那里，而是他专注在到底背后问这个问题的人真正是谁。
James and John are asking.
是雅各和约翰在真正在问这个问题。
And they're asking through their mom.
他们透过他的妈妈来问这个问题。
A number of commentators agree that this woman is likely Salome.
有很多的神学家说这个女人应该就是萨罗米。
That's Mary's sister.
就是耶稣母亲玛利亚的姐妹。
In other words, this is Jesus's aunt.
也就是说，这个萨罗米就是耶稣的阿姨。
So James and John, the sons of Zebedee, are using their connections to get what they want.
所以雅各和约翰这个西比泰德的儿子呢，他们用他们的关系想要得到他们想要的东西。
But they have their own connection.
事实上，他们自己也有关系。
They were two of the 12 disciples.
他们是这个十二个门徒当中的两位。
They were two of the 3 disciples that made up Jesus' inner circle.
他们是耶稣这三个最核心的门徒中间的两位。
He told them everything and took them with him even when he didn't take the other disciples.
耶稣告诉他们所有的事情，甚至有时候就单独只是带他们三个去做一些事情，没有带其他人。
But here, they're asking for something big.
但这里他们要求一个更大的事情。
So they bring in the best.
所以他们把他们最棒的武器带出来。
They bring in their mother.
他把他们妈妈带出来。
And she has faith in Jesus.
事实上这位母亲呢，她对耶稣是有信心的。
We see in verse 21 that she expects that Jesus will come into his kingdom.
所以我们看到她相信耶稣会进入他的神国，在21节。
It seems that James and John must have told her what Jesus had said back in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28.
看起来就是雅各和约翰也曾经告诉他的母亲，就是在马太福音19章28节。
Said, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
在马太福音19章28节的时候讲到，说到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在12个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。
She trusted that Jesus was going to sit on his glorious throne.
所以她相信耶稣会坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
And she trusted that he could give her whatever she asked.
她相信耶稣可以给她，当她要求任何东西的时候。
She trusted that his word would make it happen.
她相信耶稣的话可以让这个事情成就。
So we know that the mother of James and John asked Jesus for something big on behalf of her boys.
所以我们知道雅各和约翰的母亲是替他儿子想要要求耶稣这个大的事情。
But did you notice what they asked?
但是你有没有注意到他到底要什么?
She has hopes for her boys.
他有一个希望，这个渴望，愿望为他的孩子。
She wants them to be great, even great in the kingdom of God.
他们希望，这个母亲希望他两个儿子成为很棒的，成为伟大的，甚至是在神的国度里头。
And, well, they want to be great too.
当然这两个 孩子也希望他们是最棒最伟大的。
So she asked Jesus to have her sons James and John sit on the right and left of Jesus when he comes into his kingdom.
所以他要求耶稣说让他的两个儿子雅各和约翰坐在耶稣基督的左边和右边当他进入神的国的时候。
These were the places of honor and authority.
这个地方代表了一种荣耀和权力的一个代表。
These are the best places you could sit in relationship to the king.
这就是你可以坐在一个君王的最好的一个地方，他的两边。
Sitting in these places showed that you had a special relationship with the king and you acted with his power and authority.
坐在这君王的左边和右边代表你跟他特殊的关系，也代表你的一种权威。
So by asking for this, they were asking for greatness.
所以用这样的一种要求，他们事实上是希望得到那个真正最伟大最棒的东西。
They were asking for greatness defined by power.
他们希望得到这个权力上的伟大。
They wanted greatness in the authority to rule over others.
他们希望得到一种伟大的权力可以统治别人。
They were asking to be making the big decisions to be significant or recognized.
他们希望得到有权力可以做重大的决定，可以非常的有能力可以或者是让别人可以来认可他。
And we see in verses 22 and 23 what Jesus answers them.
所以我们可以从22节到23节看到耶稣怎么回答他们。
Jesus answered, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right or my left is not mine to grant, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father."
22节23节说，耶稣回答说，你们不知道所求的是什么，我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗？他们说我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的就赐给谁。
You may not have noticed this because the English translation can't convey it.
你可能没有注意到有一个很特别的地方，因为英文的这个翻译可能没有把它清楚的表达。
But all the you in verse 22 are plural.
所以在所有这个你啊，事实上我们中文是有表达出来，就是它是复数的，是你们。
Jesus knows that James and John were behind their mother's request, so he answers directly to them.
所以耶稣知道他这个母亲所要求的是事实上背后是这两位门徒，就是雅各和约翰，所以他的回答是给他们，不是只给单数的你。
You don't know what you're asking.
你不知道，你们不知道你在问什么。
This answer is gracious because Jesus is gracious.
耶稣是很有恩典的，他的回答也是很有恩典的。
Because just like James and John, we often ask God for things without considering what it is required for us to have them.
就像雅各和约翰一样，我们经常问神一些事情，跟他要一些事情，但是事实上我们不知道我们真的要什么。
James and John didn't know this when they asked, but the only people who are at Jesus' right and left that we see in the Bible are the thieves on their cross.
雅各和约翰其实不知道他们在要什么，但我们看到的真正只有在耶稣钉十字架的时候，他左一边和右边都是两个盗贼。
So after this initial statement, Jesus asked them a question. Can you drink the cup that I am to drink?
因此在这个开始的声明之后呢，耶稣问他们一个问题，你能够喝我要 给你喝的这个杯吗？
Here Jesus is being honest with them.
耶稣非常诚实来问他们。
He is going to drink the cup.
他要喝那个杯。
But what cup is he referring to?
到底是哪一个杯呢？
It is the cup of suffering.
它是一个苦杯。
It's a common Old Testament metaphor that was frequently used for the outpouring of God's wrath.
在旧约圣经中常常是被比喻来这个苦杯是神的愤怒的倾倒。
It is this cup that Jesus prayed would be taken from him when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这个是耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候希望父神把他拿走的那个苦杯。
He prayed, "Let this cup pass from me, not as I will, but as you will."
他在祷告的时候说，愿你的旨意成全，但是然而你如果可以让这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
See, Jesus had told them just before this exchange that suffering would come.
耶稣告诉他们说，这个来到之前事实上就是一个苦难会来，先来到。
I'm sure he had talked about the kingdom in chapter 19.
我想他是讲到这个神的国在19章的时候。
They were excited about that.
他们听到这个神的国要将来，他们事实上非常的兴奋。
But in their excitement, they seem to miss out on the fact that Jesus told them the way to the king, the way that the kingdom would come.
但他们可能错过了一个事实，就是事实上，耶稣说到这个天国会来的一个方式到底是什么。
He told them in verses 17 to 19 of this chapter that he was going to suffer.
耶稣告诉他们说，事实上在17节到19节当中，天国来之前，他要先受苦。
He told them that he would be crucified and then rise on the third day.
他会被钉在十字架上，第三天复活。
The way to glory, in other words, was the path of suffering.
能够得到荣耀的那个途径，事实上是透过受苦。
The path that led to exaltation was the path of humiliation.
能够从一个能够得到那个尊荣的途径，事实上是先透过谦卑降卑。
The way up was through the way down.
想要升高，事实上是透过降卑。
Can you drink the cup that I am to drink?
你能够喝我要喝的那杯吗？
They answered, yeah, we can do it.
他们就回答说，当然，我们可以做到的。
He says, you will definitely, certainly drink the cup.
耶稣说，你一定会喝，你当然会喝这个杯。
He told them that they will suffer, and they did.
耶稣告诉他们说，你们也会受苦，而且他们后来真正受苦了。
Acts 12:2 shows us that James was put to death by the sword of Herod.
使徒行传12:2告诉我们说，雅各被希律王处死，他是被用刀杀了。Revelation
1:9 shows us that John was persecuted to the point of being exiled to an island called Patmos.
我们在启示录的1:9也看到，约翰后来是被放逐到一个海岛叫做拔摩的海岛上。And
in spite of their suffering, Jesus isn't the one who assigns the places of honor.
所以，除了他们所受的这个苦以外，他并没有说要把这个荣耀给谁。It
shows that he's still dependent on his father when he says to sit at my right or my left is not mine to grant.
所以他说他不能够去指定到底谁可以坐在他左边右边，那个是不是他可以决定的。We
have seen what this mom wants for her boys.
所以我们看到母亲想要为她的两个孩子想要要什么。
And we've seen what Jesus has answered.
我们看到耶稣是怎么回答的。
And now we'll see what the disciples want.
那我们现在可以看到耶稣的门徒他们想要什么。
Look at verse 24.
我们看24节。
And when the ten heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers.
24节说，那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们兄弟二人。
They became indignant.
他们变得很愤慨。
They are angry or ticked, more than just a little bit upset.
他们变得很生气，很愤怒，是一种不是只是一点点不高兴，是真的很生气，很生气。They
become indignant because they were offended that James and John are trying to take the best places in Jesus' kingdom.
他们觉得非常愤怒，因为雅各和约翰想要拿走这个在神国最好的那个位置。They
are angry because they want the same thing.
他们非常生气，因为他们其他另外十个人也希望得到这个同样的东西。
They want to be first and greatest, and they resent that James and John are seeking that for themselves.
所以他们也想要得到第一名，他们想要那个最棒最好的地方，所以他们非常的恨雅各和约翰。So
Jesus responds by telling them what he wants.
所以耶稣回答说，告诉他们说他们想要什么。Jesus
wants them to redefine greatness.
所以耶稣要告诉他们说，他想要告诉他们重新一个。 定义说什么才是真正的伟大和最棒的。Look
at verses 25 to 27.
所以我们来看一下25节到27节。But
Jesus called them to him and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave.
25节27节，耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。”Jesus
wants them to redefine greatness.
耶稣希望他们能够重新的去定义什么是。
And he does it first by showing kindness.
首先他向他们展示说伟大里头就是一个对别人很好。
He doesn't rebuke the disciples or turn away from them in anger based on their sin of self-centeredness.
他并没有先去指责这些门徒说你们事实上是有罪。
Instead, and Jesus always does this, he calls them to himself.
他经常都是这么做，他先把这个问题先从别人的身上先拿到他自己来。
And then he redefines greatness.
然后他才来重新定义什么是真正的伟大。
In verse 25, we see that Jesus points to the examples of the Gentiles, the rulers, and their great ones who exercise authority.
所以我们看到耶稣用一个例子，就是外邦人和在外邦的君王，那些很棒的人，他们是怎么样来行使权力。
Great in this verse is the way we typically think of great.
讲到这个伟大这个字啊，就是其他的这个翻译里头通常会讲到。
It's translated in other parts of the Bible as substantial or significant, respected.
在其他的圣经我们会把它翻成是很主要的、很重要的或是被尊敬的。
In short, it's being in control or being in charge, being first.
简单的说它就是真正能够掌控的，或是它是一个负责人，它是一个领导，它是第一名的。
And when people begin to think of themselves as great, they make sure that other people know it.
然后当一个人他觉得自己是那最棒最好的那位置的时候，他们要确定别人也知道这样子。
That's how the world defines greatness.
这是世界来定义什么是真正的伟大。
Being first or powerful, in charge of making sure that other people know it.
就是你是第一名，看你是领袖，你是最有权力的，你掌管一切，而且确定别人知道这件事情。
Jesus has a different definition for greatness.
我耶稣设了另外一个定义，说什么是真正的伟大。
We see this in verses 26 and 27.
所以我们看到在26节到27节是这么说的。
He says, it shall not be so among you.
耶稣说你们中间不应该是这样子。
Don't pursue that type of greatness.
你们不要追求这种形态的伟大。
Instead, greatness is seen in service.
相反的，你们应该要追求一种伟大是来服侍别人。
Those who are first are like those who are slaves.
你们中间谁愿意伟大的就必做你们的用人。
In other words, the way up in my kingdom is the way down.
在神的国当中的伟大的人，位置高的人，事实上是一个谦卑卑微的人。
Now, one pastor explains.
有一个牧师他怎么来解释的。
True greatness consists not in receiving, but in giving.
真正的伟大不是在于能够得到什么，而是在于能够给予什么。
True greatness is displayed not in selfish absorption of good things, but in imparting good to others.
真正的伟大不是能够自己吸收到很多很棒的东西，或接受到这些东西，而是要能够给予别人这些东西。
True greatness is seen not in being served by others, but in serving others.
真正伟大的不是接受别人的服侍，而是去服侍别人。
If they want to be great in Christ's kingdom, they will need to work at being, at serving and sacrificing.
所以他们想要在神的国里头成为真正伟大的人，他们要去服务并且能够牺牲。
They will need to put others ahead of themselves because they are following the example of Christ.
他们要把别人摆在他们的之上或之前，因为他们是要来跟随耶稣基督的榜样。
Jesus says that in verses 28, or in verse 28.
耶稣在28节是这么说。
We see there that greatness is displayed in what Jesus does.
我们看到耶稣所显示出来这个伟大就是他是怎么做的。
Says this, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
28节他说，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
The way that Jesus' disciples can serve and sacrifice for others is to look to Jesus.
门徒可以为别人来服侍，为别人来牺牲，他们就是看到耶稣的榜样。
Jesus, the Son of Man, came not to be served, but to serve.
耶稣这位神的儿子，人子来，不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
In this, he set for them and for us an example.
就在这一方面，他为我们能够成为一个榜样。
He, as the King of the universe, didn't come so that he could be waited on.
他是这个全世界全宇宙的神, 但是他没有一直在那边等。
He didn't come expecting everyone else to do stuff for him.
他没有期待别人来为他做什么。
He wasn't some rich kid spoiled brat who thought his parents were a servant.
他不是那些有钱人孩子来, 被宠坏的孩子来等待母亲成为他的仆人。
He didn't force his disciples to wash his feet.
他没有强迫他的门徒来为他洗脚。
He came in order to serve.
他来为的是服侍人。
He waited on others.
他在等着为别人服侍。
He provided for others.
他为别人来提供。
He served his parents.
他服侍他的父母亲。
He served his disciples.
他来服侍他的门徒们。
He washed their feet.
他为他们门徒来洗脚。
He set for us an example because he expects us to follow his example.
他为我们设了一个榜样, 因为他希望他们 所有的人都可以来跟随他的榜样。
But Jesus came to do more than just provide an example.
但他不仅仅是提供一个榜样而已。
Jesus displayed greatness through his death.
他也透过他的死来成为另外一个榜样。
He provided the greatest example of servanthood by fulfilling the will of his father.
他透过来上十字架来实现了父神的心意。
And he did this by suffering as a sacrifice, as a substitutionary sacrifice.
他做这样的一个牺牲，事实上是一个替代，也就是一个为我们付赎价的一个这样的一个服饰。
For those unfamiliar with the term ransom, it's a term that means the price paid for redemption.
对于这个 ransom 这个字，就是付赎金这个字，就是要去把被人家绑架了以后呢，把它
The price paid for setting someone or something free from obligation or captivity.
这个赎金呢是付给那个被绑了，或者是他必须要去履行一些事情的时候呢，他可以赎回来。
A ransom is the price.
这个赎金是一种代价，是一个钱。
Jesus explained to his disciples that he came to give his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣对他的门徒说，他来，他是给他自己的生命，成为多人的赎价。Jesus
said that he came in order to die.
他来了是为了他能够付这个他生命为人死的这个赎价。He
came to surrender his life in a sacrificial death.
他来是愿意把他的生命舍了，来牺牲自己。And
it was this life of Jesus sacrificed for others that served as a payment to God for the release of our indebted lives.
他牺牲了自己的生命，以至于所有亏欠了神的生命的人可以能够得着新的生命。Now
let me explain.
让我来解释一下。The
Bible says that we're all sinners.
圣经说我们都是罪人。And
the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。In
other words, our sin results in death. We are owed death for our sin.
我们的罪使我们必须要死，我们都欠了死，就是因为我们的罪都欠了死。
And because of our sin, God rightly and justly gives us death.
因为我们的罪，神很公义的、很公平的给我们的死这样的一个结果。
But Jesus came to give his life as a ransom or a payment.
但是耶稣来为我们付了这个该死的那个赎价，也就是他为我们付了那个钱。
In other words, he came to give his life on behalf of or in the place of many.
他来了是代替了我们，我们本来 应该要在那里，或是多人，所有人本来应该要在那里把这个代价付给神的。Jesus'
death satisfied the debt that we owe.
他的死满足了在神面前我们欠神的债。Jesus
died in our place.
他为了我们死，他在那个地方为我们死。He
died so you do not have to face God on the judgment day and then come up with a payment on your own.
审判的那天，你因为耶稣的死，所以你不必再面对神。
He already paid for you.
他已经为你付了那个赎价。He
came to give his life as a ransom for many.
他来为多人付了那个赎价。This
is fantastic news.
这个真的是一个大好的消息。One
pastor even goes as far as to say that this is the mightiest truth in the Bible.
有一个牧师来说明这件事情，他说这件事情是整个圣经当中最棒的事情。
Our Lord Jesus Christ did not die merely as a martyr.
我们的主耶稣基督他不是单单成为一个殉道士。
He did not die merely as a splendid example of self-sacrifice and self-denial.
他并不是死了只是为了他自己, 好像有一个很光荣的死, 或者是他, 舍己这样的死而已。
Christ died as a sacrifice for man's sin.
他的死是为了多人的赎价来牺牲的。
If you haven't trust in the work that Jesus came to do, why wait?
如果你还没有相信耶稣基督, 你为什么要去, 你还要等吗?
He offers this free gift of salvation to all who would accept him as he is.
他给我们这样一个, 白白的恩典是给所有的人, 的一个礼物。
The one who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
这样的一个耶稣基督, 他来不是要受人服侍, 乃是要服侍人, 他为了多人的赎价, 而牺牲在十字架上。
So Jesus is unlike anyone you will ever meet.
耶稣基督不是你过去所认识的任何人。
You see, those who are considered great in this world, even those that we would call great, leaders, they inspire others to serve them, or to even die for them.
有很多的这个, 历史上我们看到很伟大的领袖, 事实上他们是激发别人去牺牲, 或者是为某一件事牺牲, 或甚至为他们来牺牲。
But Jesus, the supreme leader of the heavenly kingdom, inspires us by dying for us so that we live for him.
耶稣基督他的死事实上是让我们看见他是为我们死, 而让我们激发了我们知道这样的一个生命的意义,所以我们可以为他而活。
And the way that he's calling us to live for him this morning is to redefine greatness.
所以今天早晨我们能够明白这件事情,就是我们能够从如何来重新定义什么是真正的伟大来了解。
To not pursue greatness that is self-centered and self-exalting, but to pursue greatness in God's kingdom by being other-focused and Christ-centered.
所以我们来追求伟大,不是要来追求一个自我中心的伟大, 而是来追求一个, 以服侍别人为中心的一个伟大。
So because of this, let me ask you a question.
因为这样让我来问各位一个问题。
How can moms and dads who want great kids help their kids pursue this kind of greatness that Jesus is talking about?
让我来问大家一个问题就是这样一个父母亲想要帮助他的孩子成为一个很伟大的孩子。
Well, first as parents, we need to check ourselves.
首先我们如果是这样的母亲,我们应该要先,父母亲,我们应该先自我检视一下。
Are you like the mother of James and John?
你像雅各和约翰的母亲一样吗?
As a mom or a dad, you may be a Christian.
作为一个父母亲,你可能是一个基督徒。
You recognize his authority.
你知道什么是权柄。
You trust his word.
你相信耶稣基督的话。
You are seeking the best for your children in the kingdom of God.
你在, 寻求就是怎么样让你的孩子在神的国度当中成为最棒最好的。
But you know what you're asking for.
但是你真正知道你真正在追求什么吗?
Don't ask for your kids to be first or the best or the greatest so that they exercise authority or are significant.
不要要求你的孩子成为第一名或是最棒的, 以至于他们可以有很明显的权利, 或者是成为很重要的人物。
Ask for the greatness that Jesus displays.
要要求他们或是希望他们成为像耶稣基督所展现的真正的伟大。
Ask Jesus for kids who will follow Christ's example even if it means they will suffer.
要希望你的孩子成为真正的伟大,即使是他们可以像耶稣基督透过这种受苦而成为真正的榜样。
Ask for kids who will give of themselves for others and serve others and do good by doing the will of God.
透过要求这些孩子,他们能够去服侍别人,能够做好上帝在他们身上的心意来成就。
Ask God to give you kids who will point other people to Jesus.
要求你的孩子来帮助别人,能够归向耶稣基督。
And remember that as you ask God for this kind of greatness, you are asking for suffering.
当你要来做这样一个祷告,这样的一个祈求的时候,这种希望你孩子成为一个伟大的时候,事实上是一种很痛苦的一种祷告。
Another thing you can do is to consistently point your kids to Jesus.
另外一件事情你可以真正做到就是你去把你孩子带到耶稣基督的面前。
He is the example.
他就是那个,耶稣基督就是那个最好的榜样。
He is the sacrifice they need.
他的那个榜样就是你的孩子也要学习那种为别人牺牲那种榜样。
His death is the payment for their sins.
耶稣基督的死是付了他们应该付的赎价。
You cannot pay that debt.
你不能为他们付那个赎价。
You cannot save your children.
你不能够拯救你的孩子。
But Jesus can.
但耶稣基督可以。
Another thing you can do is set an example for your children.
另外一个就是你可以为你的孩子设你自己的榜样。
As you follow Jesus Christ, you can serve others and give to others.
当你自己也是服侍神的时候，你也是服侍别人的时候，你也是一个很好的榜样。
Do your kids see you serving others and giving to others, not as a show of how great you are, but as an example of how great Jesus is?
你有没有成为你的孩子榜样，透过你也是来服侍神、服侍人，让他看见说，不是让人看见你自己很棒，而是让人看见耶稣基督的伟大。
Another thing you can do is ask yourself the question Jesus asked.
你可以问一个你对你自己问一个问题。
Can I drink the cup that he drank?
像耶稣所问的，你可以喝那个耶稣所喝的那个杯吗？
Are you willing to suffer for Jesus?
你愿意为耶稣基督来受苦吗？
Are you willing to let your kids suffer for Jesus?
你愿意让你的孩子来为耶稣基督受苦吗？
Okay, I know that suffering is not pleasant.
我知道受苦这件事情不是很令人愉快的事情。
No one likes to suffer.
没有人喜欢是去受苦的。
But we have to stop sheltering our kids and trust them to the perfect will of God.
我们必须要停止只是用各式各样的方法来保护我们的孩子，而不让他们开始去相信神。
Something else you can do is give up your dreams of having the perfect student.
有你可以做的另外一件事情就是你放弃了一种好像一直要让你孩子成为那种完美的学生或孩子那种美梦。
Don't merely aim for someone who looks great on a college application.
不要只是看到谁的孩子上了这个申请学校上了一个很好的学校。
A number of teenagers that I work with have parents who care more about their acceptance into college than they do about their acceptance with God.
有很多的孩子我在青少年团契当中看到，就是很多的父母亲他们在意他们被某一些大学接受的这个入学许可看重这个，甚至于这些孩子能够是否能够接受耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, may God forbid that that is true of us.
愿各位弟兄姐妹，愿神看顾我们，保护我们，就是这样的一种观念。
Instead of pouring energy and time into having a well-rounded and talented and intelligent kid,
相反的，就是当这些孩子是那么有精神、有时间、有才华的时候
，pour yourself into having a child who's a great follower of Jesus Christ，
让这些孩子能够成为真正耶稣基督的跟随者
，one who puts others ahead of themselves， who gives for the benefit of others，
让他们可以成为一个总是看别人比自己强，能够为别人的利益来设想的这样的孩子。
Who trusts in Jesus Christ and who relies on Him.
这个孩子能够真正的信靠耶稣基督，并且依靠耶稣基督。
Greatness is not being first.
真正的伟大，真正的最棒，最好，并不是要成为第一。
It is putting others first.
而是看别人比自己强，把别人的重要性放在自己的面前。
So what kind of greatness are you aiming for your children?
所以你想想看，你到底在塑造你的孩子成为一个伟大孩子，到底是哪一种伟大呢？
But perhaps you don't have kids.
或许你没有孩子。
You're not a mom or dad.
你不是父母亲。
You're one of the kids here that's worshiping with us this morning.
或者你是就是今天早晨跟我们一起崇拜的孩子们。
Or you're a PhD candidate.
或者你就是在我们中间你是博士班的学生。
Or you're a working adult, a single woman, a bachelor, someone who's married without kids.
或者你是一个成年人，你是单身汉，或是单身的姐妹，你还甚至或者你结婚但是还没有孩子。
You can also check yourself.
你也可以自我去检验这个问题。
Are you like the disciples?
你喜欢成为门徒吗？
I know that I tend to be.
我知道我是这样子的。
We think like they do in this passage that being great means to be exalted, to call the shots, to be in control.
在我们刚看到那段新闻里头，我们知道原来的这个定义，伟大就是要被高举，要做真正能够掌权的人是第一名的。
And we get this from the world around us all the time.
我们从我们所在的这个世界得到这样一种观念。
But as those who follow Jesus Christ, we need to change our thinking about greatness.
在那些跟随耶稣基督的人，我们需要改变我们的思想，对于什么是真正的伟大和最棒最好的。
Do you see greatness as Jesus sees it, as service or self-sacrifice?
你有看见耶稣基督是怎么样来看伟大和最棒最好的吗？
Something we can all do is remember our church theme this year is growing as servants of Christ.
所以我们可以去检视一下，透过我们看到我们今年的教会的主题，就是成为耶稣基督的门徒，有耶稣基督的心智。
We could easily change that theme to aim for greatness in the eyes of Christ.
我们可以把这个主题改变，成为就是我们总是来专注在成为耶稣眼中真正的伟大。
This is because greatness in Christ's kingdom is seen through service.
也就是说，在神的国度里头，真正的伟大是在于服侍别人。
We can do this by looking to Jesus.
我们可以做到这点，从来看见耶稣基督。
Turn to him for salvation.
把你的眼目专注在耶稣基督的救恩上。
Then look to him for an example of what this looks like, and then for the strength you need to do it.
然后看见耶稣基督服侍人的榜样，然后学习他的服侍人的那种能力。
And as you have your eyes on Jesus, then you can serve others.
如果你有从耶稣基督来的这种眼光的话，你就会为别人来服侍。
Look for what you can do to meet the needs of those around you.
能够去满足在你周围的人的一些需要。
So if you're a kid, give your brother their first choice.
如果你还是孩子的话，你应该先给你的弟兄或者你的哥哥弟弟们来先选一些东西。Help
clean up around your house.
来帮忙家里清洁家里的一些需要。Maybe
cook dinner for your family if you're old enough.
如果你是比较大的孩子，你可以为你父母亲来煮一顿晚餐。Or
if you're older, give your friends a ride.
或者你比较年纪大一点，会帮助别人提供一个交通上的一个服务。Do
what you can to serve others.
尽你所能的来服侍别人。And
as you serve, expect that you will suffer.
当你服侍的时候，你会有一种预期，就是事实上你可能会受苦。Others
will make fun of you for your devotion to Christ.
别人可能会取笑你，当你非常的专注在服侍别人的时候。People
may even treat you like a doormat and walk all over you.
有人可能会把你当成一个脚踏垫，就是从你身上就践踏过去了。You
have to answer for yourself the question, is Jesus worth the suffering?
你应该问你自己的问题，就是耶稣基督值得你为他来这样来舍己来牺牲吗？
Am I willing to suffer for Jesus?
我愿意来为耶稣基督来受苦吗？
And as you ask yourself that, let me ask you.
当你想要为耶稣基督来受苦、来牺牲的时候，让我来问你一个问题。
If Jesus thought that you were worth dying for, don't you think that he is worth living for?
你不觉得当耶稣基督是为我们舍身的时候，你不觉得为他来舍己、来为他来活是非常值得的吗？
Now can you imagine what CBCGO would be like if we all aim for the greatness that Jesus described here in verses 26 and 28?
你能够想象吗？在我们的教会 CBCGO 罗威尔华人圣经教会当中，我们每一个人都非常专注在像耶稣基督所谈到这段经文的这种伟大和真正的棒、真正的好。CBCGO
would be a community of servants.
我们罗威尔华人圣经教会会成为一群仆人的所聚集的一个社群。Would
be people who are willing to go out of our way to benefit others.
我们会成为一个每一个人都愿意走出自己的原来的那个框框，能够去来为别人祝福的这样的一个人。People
who want what is best and know what is best for themselves and others, and know that that is a life with Jesus Christ.
我们每个人都会知道什么才是真正的伟大，什么才是真正最好的，也知道什么是为自己或者是为别人才是真正最好的。
As we grow as servants of Christ, CBCGO will be a light to the community.
当我们渐渐成长成为耶稣基督的仆人的时候，我们将会成为我们的社区的一盏明灯。
We'll be a witness for Jesus Christ because we'll be living with the understanding that greatness is achieved through service.
我们将可以见证耶稣基督的伟大，透过我们来服侍我们的社群。
As a mom today, is that the kind of greatness you're pursuing?
作为一个母亲，这是不是你今天想要来为你的孩子来追求那种最棒、最伟大、最好的呢？
If you're not a parent, is that the kind of greatness you're pursuing?
如果你还不是一个父母亲，这是不是你想要追求的那种伟大、最棒、最好的呢？
The way to glory is the path of suffering.
想通达到一个荣耀的道路，事实上是透过一个受苦的道路。
The way up in Christ's kingdom is the way down.
能够上升到耶稣基督的神的国度里头，事实上是要先降卑谦卑自己。
Our role is to look to and depend on Jesus Christ who has already served us and given himself up for us.
我们成为一个基督徒，我们就是要能够依靠耶稣基督，让我们来为别人服侍，因为这是耶稣基督已经为我们所做的。May
God make you and your kids great by making you servants.
愿神使你和你的孩子都成为那神国当中最棒、最伟大的。
To His name alone be the glory.
愿神自己得着他当得的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.